My dad is very interested in history, and the Silk Road has always fascinated him. He has told me many things about it. Although it's called the Silk Road, people traded much more than silk. The Silk Road went through Asia, the Middle East, North Africa, and Europe. It was 6,500 kilometers from Xi'an to Rome, and it played an important role in the development of the world. My family got away for a holiday last summer and went to some famous places along the original road. We started at Lanzhou and went on to Wuwei. Wuwei was a very important city on the Silk Road. It connected three main cities in the area. In ancient times, it was also a capital. Although it's now a modern city, you can get a sense of history when you visit it. We saw lots of very old stone monuments, and people there were very proud of their city's long history. The next stop was Jiayuguan. It's on the edge of the desert and was an important place on the Silk Road. It was a busy city with a lot of people coming and going. Even today, it's a city that many business people travel through. An important part of the Great Wall was also built here. After that, we went on to Yumenguan. I first found out about Yumenguan in the famous poem written by Wang Zhihuan. It was in the Gobi Desert and was the only connection between Central Asia and China. I wonder how people ever made it through the hot desert so long ago. Finally, we arrived in Dunhuang, a city with a long history and great artwork. It was influenced by many different cultures over time. Now, it's a major place of interest in northwest China. This trip wasn't just a scenic journey. It helped me understand the history of the area and see how people from different places influenced each other in many ways.